predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Perfect for your Kitty Corner segment on Wake Up San Francisco. Watch and be wowed.
I didn't expect to be wowed, but I am truly wowed.
Wow.
Am I in or am I in?
Max, you are in. This is your big TV debut. It's funny, I always thought it would just be you falling down a well.
But if you ever do fall down a well, we'd like the exclusive.
But don't fall down a well.
But if you do, keep us on speed dial.
Yeah, enough chit-chatting. I need to go pick out my outfit.
Oh, how about a nice Argyle?
Come with me. You're the only one here who has any style.
What? How dare he? I have style.
Aren't those the clothes you slept in?
Oh, shut up and help me move this. That's it, Jackson. I cannot teach you to drive. You are a maniac.
We never even left the driveway.
You were texting.
You sent me the text.
It was a test. It said, do not look at your texts.
You know, guys, I'd be really happy to teach the young lad the rules of the road.
No.
What? I'm an excellent driving teacher.
Oh, yeah, because it's always helpful when your teacher yells, I don't want to die.
Fine. I'm going back to the television studio where at least people have the common decency to pretend to respect me.
If you can't teach me, then what about Aunt Stephanie?
No, she crashed Joey's car into the kitchen. Yeah, when I was 8.
And I've only done it like twice since then.
What about Kimmy?
I can show you how to steer with my belly.
Fernando, he's a race car driver.
He's had 8 races this season. He's crashed 9 times.
There is 57 people living in this house, and no one can teach me.
Hey, where's Danny?
Oh, he left. Was he a ride?
It was my car.
Ah, Kimberlina Ramon, I am so glad to see you.
Do not panic. But
my mother will be here any minute.
Grandma Nadia? No! Your mother is like the Devil Wears Prada. But without the Prada.
So she's the devil? Don't talk about your grandmother that way.
Why didn't you tell me this evil woman is coming?
She didn't tell me. This is a complete sneak attack, like Pearl Harbor or Beyoncé's Lemonade album.
Fernando, I need more warning than this. She hates me.
She does not hate you. Oh, wait, did you say hate you? Oh, yeah.
She always introduces me as, what's her name?
You think that's bad? She's never forgiven me for not going into the family business.
What is the family business?
None of your business. Before this darkness descends upon our house, there are a few things I have not yet told my mother. Little things, like the fact that we got divorced and re-engaged the same day with the help of a falconer that I live next door in a haunted house.
Why haven't you told her the truth?
I could never. The only thing she hates more than Kimmy is divorce and Beyoncé's Lemonade album.
Well, she's gonna find out the truth now.
Or perhaps
We could pretend that this is my house and that we all live here together with DJ, our housekeeper, and her three sons.
It's not that much of a stretch. DJ does fold a lot of laundry.
I'm not comfortable lying to Grandma.
I will pay you an exorbitant sum.
What's a little white lie?
It's her!
Real mature. I'll get it.
Kimberlina, another thing. What if you told my mother that the baby is ours? She would be so nice to you, just like when you were pregnant with Ramona.
That was nice. Wait, no. No, I refuse to lie about Stephanie's baby. No matter what Nadia says to me, no matter what she thinks, I will stay strong.
Fernandito!
Mama!
Nadia.
Hello, what's her name?
Nadia, I refuse to let you treat me this way anymore. Because I'm pregnant with your grandchild.
Kimberlina!
Can you please stop gasping every time you get in a YouTube subscriber?
It's not that. Mrs. Culkin just posted our grades from today's social studies test.
Let me guess. Another A?
No. I failed.
You mean I'm not the only disappointment anymore?
Yes! In your face!
Maybe this is it. I've peaked. It's all downhill. I'm doomed to a life of failure and disappointment. I should call Joey to see what to expect.
Wait, this says you got a B. Everyone knows B stands for basically an A.
I'm pretty sure it stands for bye-bye hopes and dreams, hello Dartmouth.
Once again, it's pronounced Dartmouth.
It's always open.
Hey, Deej. I just saw Fernando put up an Argentinian flag outside the house and then scurry away.
He does that sometimes. I am so glad you're here. I was trying to teach Jackson how to drive, and I got so anxious. And what if he fails, and it's all my fault? And then he writes a memoir called The Fault in Our Cars.
Don't worry, I'll teach him how to drive.
Really? Oh, awesome.
This is going to work out great. You know, it'll be nice to have some one-on-one time with Jackson. We really haven't had a chance to hang out since I got back from L.A. I'm going to go tell the lucky driver right now.
Oh, you're a lifesaver.
That was a lot of Halloweens ago.
DJ, this is my mother, Nadia. She's here on a quick business trip.
Oh, how nice. What kind of business?
None of yours.
Mama, DJ is the one I told you about.
Ah, yes. You know, in Argentina, you do not find many homes that can accommodate the housekeeper and all her children.
Thank you for that random fact about Argentina.
If you do not mind, Isha, I would like to show my mother the rest of the house.
Oh, be my guest. I was just straightening up.
DJ's very tidy.
Thank you for that random fact about me.
Isha, I'm parched from my trip. Where is the tea?
Oh, it's in the kitchen. Or I could make it for you.
And make it snappy.
Fernandito, your living room is so nautical, yet you have always been so afraid of the sea.
Well, I don't recall.
Yes, it's true. We tried everything for him, even immersion therapy. Surprisingly, holding someone under the water does not cure them from their fear of drowning. Fernandito, protect me from these intruders. Don't let the muscle one stroke my hair.
Mama, it's okay.
This is Stephanie and Jimmy. They live here, too.
Actually, I live at Fernando's house.
Yes, Jimmy. There, there. You're right. He's a little slow, but he's my brother, so I love him. Now, run along, Jimmy. Here's your sponge.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna soak up so much stuff.
Jimmy, can I speak with you privately? About a lot of things?
DJ's sister. She probably wants to talk about the rent. Always money problems, that one.
You care to tell me what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just pretending that I'm still married to Fernando and that this is his house and DJ is our live-in maid.
Do I have a part in this?
Yes. You're the irresponsible moocher who dates my slow brother and his sponge.
Oh, well, not that much different than the real story. Anything else?
That's everything.
Okay.
Oh, and we also told her that this is Fernando's baby. Kimmy?
Must be nice having a relative with his own morning show.
I got here on my merits, Spencer. My grandfather's going to treat me just like anyone else.
Oh, there's my brilliant grandson. I can't wait to treat you better than everyone else.
Oh, hey, Aunt Becky.
Oh, there's my favorite nephew. Wow, that outfit we picked out looks fabulous.
Is there anyone here you're not related to?
Oh, the camera woman doesn't look familiar.
Oh, that's your cousin Carol. So you must be one of my other child prodigies.
Hi, my name is Spencer.
Not my grandson, not interested.
Well, at least I didn't get a B.
One B doesn't mean anything.
You know who says that? People who get Bs.
You were doing great until the car broke down. On the plus side, for the 1 mile that you actually drove, you only hit 2 garbage cans.
How was that a plus?
You missed the other 4.
Oh, yeah. I am a great driver.
I wouldn't exactly say that. You have the unearned confidence of a Kardashian.
Which one?
Doesn't matter. All right. We'll get to the bottom of this. Let's pop the old hood. Aha. It's exactly what I thought. What we have here is a worn out,
Should we call AAA?
No, wait, hold on. I haven't even had a chance to work my magic yet. Please. You think I don't know how to fix a car?
I don't.
I have fixed your nursery. I think you will be very pleased, if you know what's good for you. Behold!
Dios mío!
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Now it will be like I am always watching over the baby. Like a hawk.
Whoa, that looks like Fernando and his hot sister.
How dare you? That is Fernando and his hot mother.
Wow, so you painted over the mural that TJ made for Tommy while she was pregnant and working a full-time job.
Oh, you are very welcome. Do not mention it.
Oh, I'm gonna mention it. I'm never gonna stop mentioning it.
Time for preschool.
DJ's gonna be furious. We can't let her see this.
Look, everyone, it's DJ. Oh, here's Tommy. Off to preschool you go.
Okay, but I just want to change.
Oh, no, change it in the car. Yeah, it's much more challenging.
Oh, that's my son right there. Yeah, this is his first appearance on Kitty Corner.
You know, he has 200 YouTube subscribers. Yeah, we'll talk later.
Welcome back to Wake Up San Francisco's Kitty Corner, where exceptional San Francisco kids get to meet an exceptional San Francisco television morning talk show host.
Thank you.
I was talking about me.
When are you not? Young Spencer here is teaching people how to upcycle items they would typically throw away.
Yes, I converted these wine bottles into light fixtures, flower vases, and even nightlights.
Wow, and I thought the wheel was a great idea.
That's a lot of wine bottles. You must have a great fake ID, kid. Next, it's my esteemed pleasure to introduce my gifted grandson.
And my gifted nephew. No nepotism here. Well, except for the obvious nepotism.
Max Fuller is a loving brother, a dog owner, and a straight-A student.
Sorry, I think I just swallowed a bee.
Max has an incredible Rube Goldberg project that he made for school. He used common items he had at home with the goal of getting a quarter to land in a piggy bank.
Yes, without further ado.
That's what I call a Rube Goldberg. Great job, Max. Try it now. Try it now. Try it now.
What are we trying exactly?
I'm not sure, but that's what guys always say when they're under the hood. Look, man, I gotta be honest with you. The only thing I know how to do with a car engine is cook a tri-tip.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. My dad taught me when I was a kid. He learned it in the Army.
I could definitely go for a steak right now.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I don't have any steaks. And we can't get the engine to work.
Gentlemen, what seems to be the problem?
Matt, what are you doing here? You work for AAA now?
I see what you did there, Chief. No, Jackson texted me.
You texted Matt? What made you think I can't handle it?
Well, we have been sitting here for 2 hours.
Let me take a little look so y'all get her purring in no time. Ah, looks like you have a loose belt.
Easy peasy,
yeah. All right, Jackson, give it a try.
I believe the term is try it now.
Try it now. Okay. You want to just give that one more try there, Jackson, in 3, 2, 1.
Are we sleeping here tonight?
No. We are getting this car fixed. Step aside, Matt. Okay, now listen. If this were a foot and a toe wasn't moving, I would be following nerve endings to find the source of the problem, which in this case is right here. Hit it, Jackson. Ah, it worked. I did it. I don't know what I did, but I did it.
That was amazing.
Yeah, the battery connection was loose.
Yeah, now is the next thing on my checklist. So, I'm gonna get going. I gotta get my groceries in the fridge.
You by any chance have any tri-tip and tinfoil in there?
Have we met?
Looks like we're having a barbecue.
Ooh.
Wait, you were serious? We're gonna cook them on the engine?
Yeah, totally. While I teach you how to drive, those babies are gonna cook. That's medium rare for you, so 25 miles city, 30 miles highway.
I also have some potatoes we could bake.
Boys, looks like we're driving to Oakland.
Yeah!
Someone was awfully quiet in the car.
I was just engaging in a lot of negative self-talk.
Well, don't. Because my son is still pretty special, even if today didn't go exactly the way he planned. You didn't plan on doing $80,000 worth of damage, did you?
Whoa, I'm good.
Hey, Deej. Becky and I just stopped by to check up on how Max is doing.
Grandpa, I've prepared this on-air retraction for you. I'm not a straight-A student.
Honey, it's okay.
But I'm not perfect.
Max, nobody expects you to be perfect.
I do. I like being the best.
Yeah, but you don't have to be all the time. Max, you make being your mom so easy. I mean, I never have to wake you up for school or check if you've done your homework. But if you let one little setback bring you down, then you'll never take risks and you won't ever know what you're truly capable of.
Just like I took a risk in wearing this polka dot shirt. Now I know.
So how do you get over this whole perfectionism thing?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, it'll plague you your entire life.
But, Max, you'll always have us to remind you to ease up on yourself.
Yeah, and maybe you can help remind us sometimes, too.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Good chat, people. Now let's go downstairs and vacuum the fridge.
Yeah, and we'll wipe it down with that shirt.
I heard that. I'm in the room.
Mom, I'm home. And I drove myself.
Oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. And I'm sorry I couldn't help. But, hey, I'm not perfect. Oh, that's hard to say.
The kid was amazing.
You think I'm amazing? The car broke down, Steve fixed it, and then grilled the steaks on the engine. Thanks, man. It was fun.
Who are you?
Hey, there's a lot you don't know about me. There's a lot I don't know about me.
Just showing us home videos of Fernando in the tub.
Oh, I want to see a baby Fernando.
He was 16.
Okay, quiet everyone. Mrs. Mama has an announcement to make.
I do. I have decided to move in.
Yay.
Oh, where are you moving?
Here, of course. I want to be here for the baby. D-shape. Unfortunately, your services will no longer be required.
My what?
For some reason, she thinks you're the maid. I have no idea how that happened.
You told her.
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay, well, I know when I'm not wanted. In somebody else's house?
I'm very confused. Isn't this my house?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking that this wine bottle would make a really nice birdhouse. When I get a new place and settled, I'll send for the children. I'm going. Nobody stop me.
DJ, wait!
Yes?
You forgot your mop.
Seriously, what's going on?
Fernando, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. Nadia, this isn't Fernando's baby.
Perdón?
What? I am shocked.
Whose is it then?
Jimmy's.
You scoundrel!
Don't shout at the slow, strong boy.
Yeah!
I remain very, very confused.
I think it's a murder mystery party.
This is disgraceful. Even for you. What's your name? I knew it from day one. Oh, you are not good enough for my son.
Mama, stop. I refuse to let you speak to Kimberlina that way.
You dare to stand up to me?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Kimberlina is the love of my life. And this is not my house. It is DJ's.
You rent from the cleaning lady?
She's not the maid. I live next door. And the truth is, I was not always the most faithful partner to Kimi. And we got divorced as a result. But then she gave me another chance, and we got re-engaged.
Huh? And the baby is actually mine and Jimmy's. Kimmy's our surrogate. If it wasn't for Kimmy's selflessness, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be a mom.
I've got to admit, Kimmy is a pretty incredible woman.
Wow, I am really confused.
I second that. About Kimmy being great and Danny being confused.
And she's a great mom.
I'll vouch for that, too, even though she did just try to evict me from my own house.
Kimmy, I am so sorry. I misjudged you.
And I'm sorry we misled you.
Fernandito, Kimmy is obviously a very special woman. You have to win back her trust so you can put your family together.
I am working on it. Kimmy, Mama, Ramona, Jimmy, DJ, Stephanie. I am sorry again for my lies.
Should we, how you say, a group hug?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I actually created the group hug.
That's nice. Still, I think that maybe we should name the baby Nadia. If it's a girl, and if it's a boy, Nadio.
Oh, I love it.
Not a chance.
All right, how about another group hug?
Let's...